on the rain-soaked airstrip. No injuries were reported. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
USA Gymnastics is filing for bankruptcy protection as it tries to recover from the sexual abuse scandal. Attorney John Manley represents more than 100 alleged victims of the abuse at the hands of former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. He shares with NBC's Today Show why he believes his bankruptcy is taking place.
We're on the precipice of finding out who knew what when about Larry Nassar and his child molestation of hundreds of women, and they're using the bankruptcy process to stop us.
Three Ohio congressmen have urged General Motors CEO Mary Barra to keep their Lordstown plant open to build electric cars. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more on the story.
The company has plans to close the plant after announcing it will no longer make the Chevy Cruze. Barra says it was a difficult decision to close Lordstown as the company focuses on new technology.
We are in an industry that is transforming faster than I've ever seen in my 38-year career. And we're trying to make sure that General Motors is strong and that we're in a leadership position in the technologies like electrification, like autonomous vehicles, like connectivity, because that's what customers want.
While GM and others shy away from the sedan, Toyota's top U.S. executive says his company will keep making cars despite a dramatic shift to trucks and SUVs.
Thank you, Wendy. Please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com or Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everyone. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. Always honored to have you tuned in to the program. One more thing I wanted to add. This is an idea. Here's a thought experiment. I love input from my listeners. I get a lot of smart people listening into this program and come up with some pretty good ideas. It's a bit of a tidbit here. I actually got this question this past week. Why don't you take phone calls? Let me put it to you this way. We air at a myriad of different times on the weekend. Weekend radio is a little bit different. Certain stations take my program at certain times. Other ones do not. And then I give the phone number out. People are going to get frustrated because they're thinking they're listening to it live when you might not be. So that's why we don't do that. So I always welcome any sort of comments and emails or anything that you have, and we get to them. We do. And I'm actually asking for people's input in regards to this. It's off the beaten track to some degree. At what point in time do we go to some of these failed states? At what point in time? At what point in time do we go to some of these failed states in Central America that we continue to pour money in? And we say to them, you know what, guys? Give us the keys. Why don't you just give us the keys? You can't do it. Oh, you've got all this gang violence down there that you can't deal with? Let me introduce you to Rudy Giuliani. He's going to come down there with Bernard Carrick, and we're going to take care of all that. You guys obviously can't take care of this country by yourself. You want the help. We'd rather not have you send your entire population to our country. Why don't you let us try to fix it? And again, I don't know. I'm trying to think about it for a second, whether or not that might end up costing us more. But might that not be a better solution? Just throwing it out there. Anyway, give us the keys to the country. You guys are not responsible enough to do it. Well, it might work. Anyway, got to get to some of the politics of the week. I don't know. They just, again, it was pathetic. It really was. And, you know, I was almost inclined to feel sorry for Bill and Hillary Clinton, but then I started thinking about just how crooked those two are. The Bill and Hillary tour kicked off in Canada. You could have grabbed a ticket to the event for like $5. $5 on StubHub, meaning it'd be more expensive to see a matinee. A matinee of an old movie like Black Panther than it would be to go see Bill and Hillary pat themselves on the back. Well, anyway, just like we told you was the case with their charity, this Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. Guess what? Guess what? They're not getting donations anymore. They're not. I want to talk about how these people get super well. Not only do they get super wealthy, but they don't even have to pay taxes on the money. They set up a foundation, and then the foundation flies them here, there, and everywhere. And then it pays for the dinners and the hotels, and you live the life of kings. Better. Better. All because you have connections. 85 of the 154 private interests that met with Hillary Clinton during her tenure as Secretary of State were Clinton Foundation donors. And we still got Robert Mueller looking into Russia collusion. And what was the other thing they were looking into now? Donald Trump, way back when, trying to build a hotel somewhere in Russia. 85 of the 154 interests who met with Clinton during her tenure at the State Department were Clinton Foundation donors. Nothing to see there. Nothing to pay attention to there. Pathetic. Anyway, I probably raised some people's, some antennas probably went up last hour when I went off on my immigration rant and I talked about Texas and Florida. Guys, I don't know how to change the demographics, but the demographics are what they are. In Texas, 47% of the votes in the congressional races went to Democrats. 47%. That's Texas. We already know how razor thin it was in the state of Florida. Which way do you see the trend going, kids? I'd like to remind everybody out there that California used to be a reliable red state. A reliable red state. Republicans blew this. For some reason, years ago, they thought that, hey, you know what, maybe if we allow all of these illegals into the country, maybe if we allow them in, they'll start to like us and vote this way. Really? Okay. These are people that are coming, again, from failed states, failed countries, where their elected officials promised them stuff. Promised them stuff. And guess what? Didn't deliver. Didn't deliver on the promises. Now they're coming to a country where elected officials promise all sorts of free stuff, and they get it. They're going to continue to vote that way, don't you think? I don't know how to change the direction. I do the best I can. I do 18 hours of radio a week. But when you have Republicans as sellouts in Washington, D.C., it makes it very, very difficult. Anyway, I want to talk briefly about Manafort, Mueller, fiasco here and going rogue and all of this stuff. I kind of equate this to it right now at this point in time. I don't watch a lot of TV, but from time to time I'll get into a series that I really like. I barely go to the movie theater anymore because there are really good movies out there, but I do like a good show. And some series I really, really like. I love that kids show, Stranger Things. I can't wait for the next season. But way back when, I loved House of Cards with Kevin Spacey and Robin Wright. It was just really, really well done. But it went on too long. It went on too long, and it became the same thing again and again and again. I just stopped watching it. I just stopped. Well, I got tired of it. That's it. No more. How many people out there are tired of the Donald Trump, Manafort, Mueller? Now what do we got? We got Michael Cohen, Jerome Corsi. I know we got a whole bunch more players in this one. How many people are just tired of it? Again, that was where a lot of attention was played this past week. And I don't agree with the president and all the tweets that he's putting out. And he's got to fight back against this stuff. No, get things done, man. Get things done. You're in the fourth quarter right now. Okay? Fourth quarter, 5 minutes left, where you still have the House of Representatives. You want to do something? What are you going to do? You're going to do something with this opportunity? Or are we just going to let it go? We're going to hand it over to Pelosi and let it go. Anyway, another quick commentary in regards to Nancy Pelosi taking the gavel once again. Not surprised at all. Not surprised at all. I don't think you people understand. A lot of people make fun of Nancy Pelosi, and they've seen her lately giving various different speeches where she kind of garbles her words or she stutters to some degree. I don't know. Maybe she's got some form of Parkinson's. I couldn't tell you. But Nancy Pelosi is a political killer. She is. She's a political killer. You don't think that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the other communists were going to take over that quickly, because they're not. And they'd like to, but they're not. Well, don't mind everybody. Nancy Pelosi owned George W. Bush. She took over the House of Representatives. That was it. That was it. All W. worried about was Iraq and Iraq and then Iraq and then more in Iraq and Iraq surge in Iraq. Pelosi did whatever she wanted to do. She owned him. We had that other stupid stimulus package with checks that were sent out. It was one bit of Democratic nonsense after another. Pelosi could walk into the Oval Office with George W. Bush there and say, George, drop and give me 50. And he would have done it. Now, I don't think that's going to be the case with Donald Trump by any stretch of the imagination. But don't discount her abilities by any stretch either. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Doggosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogwasud Shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogwasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delsym to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Exercise is hard. So is maintaining a healthy diet. Of course, neither is half as hard as dying. Sadly, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke kill nearly a million people a year. Even sadder, most of these deaths are preventable with a few lifestyle changes, including regular activity, healthier eating, and not smoking. Talk to your doctor about your risk for type 2 diabetes and heart disease. And if your doctor recommends lifestyle changes or medication, listen. The reason so many die is because not enough are willing to change. You can stop it, starting right now. It's your life. Listen to your doctor. Eat better. Get moving. Visit checkupamerica.org or call 1-800-DIABETES. A message from the American Diabetes Association.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Oh, walls. I gave you my opinion on walls. Well, some of these states around the country, these blue states, are starting to recognize that they're going to have to put some walls up too. Different kind of wall. So this was out of the Chicago Sun-Times. They are now thinking about putting in place a real estate transfer tax. That's right. A real estate transfer tax. Well, Chicago is going to be $5.25 per $500 of property value. And they want to raise it. $7 for every $1,000 of value for sales between $1.5 and $5 million, which is an increase of 80%. And a rate of $9 for every $1,000 of value for sales over $5 million. I want you to think about this. A real estate transfer tax. It's supposed to be your house and your property. And the government wants to take your money if you sell it to someone else. You don't own crap in this country. Okay? I've gone off on this rant before. And some people just don't seem to get it. You are a serf. That's right. You're a serf. You're a peasant on the Lord's manor. You are. Oh, you own your house free and clear. You don't have a mortgage. BS. You don't pay your taxes, property taxes. They come take your house. You don't pay the Lord. They take your house. Now, Illinois is trying to, well, keep people from moving. And if they do move, we've got to whack you on your way out the door. I mean, at least when you're in an amusement park and they put a gift shop at the end of the ride, if you spend money, you get something. This is people on their way out the door. They want to leave. They're tired of paying the high taxes in Illinois. They want to move to Florida. They want to move to Texas. They want out. Whack. We gotcha. I can't even imagine what it would be like to be one of those vile, disgusting human beings that would do that, that would even suggest doing stuff like that. Is a certain type of dirtbag that comes up with this? But again, I guess you could look at things on the opposite side. If the people in Illinois weren't so damn liberal, constantly voting for more and more stuff, well, then I guess the government would be able to demand so much. Anyway, told you that was coming. And mark my words. Mark my words, I'm on full alert right now. I am. I'm on full alert. I live in a blue state. I live in a high tax state. Any sort of grumblings or anything like that in regards to transfer taxes, real estate, I'm out. I know my wife's going to kill me. I'll sell. I don't care. Am I going to stay in the air? I'll rent. I'm not going to do it. I'm sick and tired. I pay. I am, like I said, you ever deal with this? Ever deal with people that only demand cash for jobs? I get that all the time. A guy come out, need a new sliding door in my house, downstairs, comes, says, okay, this is what it's going to cost. I take cash. You think, what? I only take cash. Well, bye. See ya. You see, I'm sorry, I pay my taxes. I pay them. I pay them all. I don't cheat. I don't try to get around. So guess what? I'm not paying you cash. I ain't doing it. I don't even go to restaurants. There's a really good pizza place in our town. Fantastic. Oh, yeah, Little Vincent's in Huntington. Fantastic. I refuse to go there. It's like, Dad, can we get Little Vincent's? No, there's other really good pizza places. Tons. Hey, I live in New York. I refuse because I know they're not paying. Won't do it. Anyway. Actually, you know what? That's what people should do. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to have people who say, I take cash too. I don't. You know what? Why should I have to pay my taxes? I am paying you with my after-tax dollars. So what? So you can also collect government assistance and welfare and collect cash? How shall I put this? Screw you. It's wrong. It's wrong. You got to get sometimes too. Republicans. Yeah, guys coming out to do jobs. This guy that had Trump stickers all over his car. American flag flying. Want to do some electrical work for me? Oh, I only take cash. Sorry, I'm not paying you. Oh, you're a Republican? What? So you can avoid paying taxes? You're going to break the law? It's wrong. Anyway, housing. Story on housing here. U.S. housing boom's coming to an end. And they did the story starting in Dallas. Again, don't doubt me. Housing boom is not going to end. It's changing right now. It's adjusting is what it's doing. They talk about Dallas here and this booming area in Dallas and how difficult it is for them to sell homes right now. Why? Well, they got to cut prices. Yeah, just that simple. And they're starting to do that. Builders are cutting prices on new homes by up to $150,000. Now, if they're cutting the price on homes of up to $150,000, how much money do you think that they were making on homes before? This is why, again, we shouldn't have Fannie or Freddie, shouldn't subsidize this stuff at all. It's nonsense what it is. Interest rates have gone up. That's all. Mortgage rates have gone up. And we've explained this. A mortgage is what? A mortgage makes up, well, principal, interest, taxes, insurance. And if the portion of what you can afford to pay over the course of the month, that interest payment, goes up because mortgage rates have gone up, guess what has to come down? The principal. Meaning what? Lower the price. So again, I'm still amazed by the fact that these very famous business journals haven't figured that out yet. Real simple. Simple equation. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Saying goodbye to an old friend.
George Bush was a charter member of the greatest generation. His incredible service to our nation and the world are already etched in the marble of time.
Former Secretary of State James Baker at George H.W. Bush's funeral, George P. Bush also eulogized his grandfather.
A place where individuals working alone or in groups can help the condition of their fellow man on a voluntary basis. A bright hope for America he evoked so brilliantly when he spoke of 1,000 points of light.
A train carrying Bush is currently en route to College Station, where Bush will be buried next to his wife, Barbara. A two-week government funding extension is headed to President Trump's desk after passage in the Senate and House today. This averts a partial government shutdown and stocks taking their lumps again. The Dow is down over 400 points. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Stones! The first Rolling Stones concert I saw... what was 1989 Steel Wheels tour? I don't think the Stones had toured for a long time up to that point, but that was the first time I got to see the Stones in concert, and I thought that that was going to be their last tour. That was 1989. They're going on tour again. God bless them. That's all I got to say. God bless them. You love what you do. It's not like they're doing it for that. They're money hungry, doing it for the money. The hell? Mick could probably buy up London if he wanted to. But for the money they do, because they like to, for crying out loud. What do they need money for? Anyway, good for them. They're not retired. They're still working. Love to see that. Quickly on this story again, blowback politics this week in regards to, the Crown Prince and Khashoggi and Trump and what's Trump doing and Trump is selling out to this evil, awful killer. $450 billion is what the Saudis are going to be spending. All right. Let's do a little real politic here, shall we? What's Trump supposed to do? You're president of the United States. I know you got Bob Corker and other guys chiming in there. We need to do this, we need to do that. Shut up, Bob. Well, what's the alternative? We're gonna shut out Saudi Arabia right now, which has been trying to modernize. Women can drive movie theaters. They're actually getting along with Israel and trying to make overtures there. They're trying to modernize their economy. So we're going to put the brakes on that. You know how many god-awful people we have to deal with around the globe? You ever go to the United Nations? You see the countries that are members of the United Nations and the god-awful crap that they do? You take a look who's on the Human Rights Council at the United Nations? Please! Was what happened to Khashoggi, Jamal Khashoggi, awful? Yeah, it was. Now, if Khashoggi happened to be an American citizen, that would be different. He's not. Khashoggi, let me explain this to you in mob talk, parlance. Khashoggi was a made man. Khashoggi was a player. He's a player. Remember it was in Donnie Brasco when Lefty, played by Al Pacino, was explaining to Donnie what happens when you get sent for and how you're more than likely going to get killed, but even when they get sent for, they still go. They still go. Remember that scene? He's driving to Brooklyn and he thinks he's going to get whacked, but he's going anyway. Listen, you swim in these circles where you hang out with the Saudi royal family. Again, this is a kingdom. This is different than what we do here. And you're a part of that crowd where you're partying on 200-foot yachts at the south of France, eating and doing whatever you want, spending whatever type of money you want. You got one of those Aramco credit cards that can buy up Harrods too. You better not cross them. Said you, what? You don't cross the mafia, right? You don't rat. You get whacked. Khashoggi did the equivalent of ratting. He did. He went and he wrote op-eds, Washington Post, critical of the Crown Prince. A no-no. Like you said, we can do that. We can. They can't. Reminder, this is a country where, you know what? They still have public executions. They still have public executions there. Anyway, what would you do? Again, this is a classic example of real politics. Well, you want to create another power vacuum in the Middle East? Because we're doing such an, terrific job with that, right? Give me a break. Anyway, quickly on this next story. You know what? We'll take a quick break right here, and I want to get into this supposed tax thing we've got going on here. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Yeah, we got another 300 pages of tax laws coming our way. I can hardly wait. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return. Before a following scene,
she was making for the... Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Dinovite .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
At Budget Blinds, caring is in our DNA. It's the way we do business every day. It starts with exceptional customer service, a process that is centered around you. We listen to you, take the time to find out about your needs, then guide you through a beautiful selection of custom window coverings to find the very best options for you. Our commitment to caring continues throughout our local neighborhoods. We care for our homes and our communities. Budget Blinds supports so many different causes all across North America. We're your local neighborhood experts. We live and work right next to you, and we do it all for you. If that's the kind of personal service you've been waiting for, call and see for yourself. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or find us online at budgetblinds.com. While you're there, find out more about the Budget Blinds commitment to giving back at #BudgetBlindsCares. Each franchise independently owned and operated. Ask for details.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
See what I'm going to do now. I have to do the segment here, and I can't listen to the Zeppelin tune. As soon as the show is over, I'm going to crank that tune up as loud as I possibly can. Love the Zeppelin. Oh, Jimmy playing the blues. Anyway, welcome back. It is the Watchdog on Wall Street show. Yeah, we're going to get another 300-page tax bill. Yeah, I saw this, and I'm like, remember Dr. Evil and Austin Powers? I'm the boss. Need the info. I don't have any info. I don't. All I know is that Kevin Brady, chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, for another month, has got this next bit of information here. 300-page tax bill that he said would affect Americans' retirement savings, would affect tax breaks, and redesign the IRS. Mm-hmm. Great. Appreciate that, Kevin. There's only a month left in 2018, and these tax laws concern 2018. I appreciate you getting that done at the very last second. It's great. It's great for us financial planners out there, accountants trying to help their clients out. And don't put yourself out. I know you guys in Congress have got a lot of fundraising you got to do, got a lot of parties you got to do, got a lot of booze to drink, a lot of Georgetown cupcakes to eat. Don't do a solid for us here. Anyway, I'm looking at this. I'm not making this up here. I'm not. The 297-page text of this bill covers tax breaks for fuel cell cars. Yes, yeah, that's what we need. More tax breaks for fuel cell cars. Energy efficient homes. Racehorses. Racetracks. Auto racetracks. And many other giveaways and handouts that the lobbyists want as well. I guess they've got something in there in regards to retirement savings plans and IRAs. But hey, don't let the financial planners know or anything like that. You know, all these handouts and giveaways. Ever see the movie Fletch? Movie Fletch, there was this guy at the club. And he wasn't very... They showed that he was nasty to the help there. And Fletch decides to start buying up all sorts of stuff and puts it on the Underhills tab. Put it on the Underhills tab. Well, I'm starting to feel like Mr. Underhill because I keep getting stuff put on my tab. Don't you? Are you not tired of these jerks in Washington putting stuff on your tab? Why the hell should I have to subsidize your damn NASCAR track? Why the hell should I have to subsidize your electric car? Why should I have to subsidize your racehorse? Why should I have to subsidize your movie? Why should I have to subsidize Amazon's new headquarters? On and on and on and on and on. This is our bill. We're like the Underhills in Fletch. They keep piling it on. And they tell us they're doing it for us or something like that. They're doing us some sort of favor. You see how screwed up this is? I couldn't even imagine the founding fathers of this country actually coming back and seeing what these people do. I evil. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Newsletter, consultation with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Oh, yeah, and that same Put It on the Underhills tab. Yeah, that $750 million, about $750 million subsidies that we gave Elon Musk for his Gigafactory 2 outside of Buffalo. Yeah, a reporter went out there. Porter went out there and said the inside of the Gigafactory looks like a Walmart supercenter that's empty. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. They're cranking out. They've got some machines on cranking out a few solar panels that nobody's buying. That's right. Few solar panels that nobody's buying. It was a couple months ago here on the program, the amount of people that actually ordered Elon Musk's solar roof system, like nobody, but that's okay. Never fear, Put It on the Underhills tab. We'll pay for it. We'll pay for Elon Musk stuff. You see what he said this past week? The guy is the CEO of a company. He should be committed. Honestly, he's crazy. He came out this past week and he said that he's going to eventually live on Mars. Yep. It was cool this past week. They put a rover, new Mars rover down there. And when they did it, all the people at NASA are high-fiving one another and cheering one another and all this stuff. And I'm like, they put a rover there. And we've done that before, but that's a big deal. And Elon Musk is coming out and declaring that, yeah, he's gonna get his rocket ship. And he's going to take it to Mars, and he's going to live there. Elon, you know what? Do us all a solid. Do us a favor. Go ahead. Give it the old college try. Would you? Jerk. Anyway, quickly on this, I want to give credit. This flew under the radar. Betsy DeVos actually restoring due process on campus. I know due process is so, it's just so 1776. It really is. It's just old, giving, rights to the accused, going out of style. We saw that with Kavanaugh. We saw United States senators saying, rights of the accused? No, you have no rights. Right. Anyway, that's been going on in college campuses. And I'd like to thank Betsy DeVos for actually bringing due process back to campus. Skid Row voter fraud. Does this surprise anyone at all? Prosecutors have found out that, this is in California. California, going to the homeless at San Francisco and Los Angeles and giving out cash and cigarettes for signatures. Why? Hey, you get those signatures, you get votes. Again, we get the old, stories of walking around money. Yeah, they're going there. They're going to do exactly what. Hey, hand out some cigarettes, collect votes. I'm not making this one up. Got a university here that has now banned the use of capital letters because they might frighten sensitive students. I'm not making this up. You also they are warning the faculty to not overuse the words do and don't because it might lead to kids having anxiety and academic failure. Oh, man. I honestly would love to be a professor at one of those schools and just break all the rules. I would go out of my way to get fired. You can't use... What types of jobs do you expect these kids to have later on? What type of job? What? You can't deal with capital letters or do or don't? Oh, it's out of the UK. It's out of the UK. Again, I guess the UK really wants to head down that road of communism, want to join the United States. Schools in the UK are forbidding students from wearing expensive jackets because by doing so, it may poverty shame other students. Really? Really? They don't want kids to be wearing those Canadian down jackets because they're expensive and other kids are going to feel shame by it. Anyway, you remember Eddie Murphy's Ice Cream Man skit? Your papa's on the welfare. You don't get no ice cream. Are you serious? What else? Are you going to have them? Oh, you can't wear certain sneakers? You, where does it end? Where does it end? yeah, there was kids that were a hell of a lot wealthier than me in high school and college. And you know what? So what? So what? Who cares? What planet are these people planning on moving to? They really think we're going to change? They want everybody wearing the same damn thing? I mean, if the schools want to go to uniforms, that's fine. But then you're going to have jacket included in that uniform, too. That's okay if you're going to do that. Well, where else? You can't stay in certain hotels because it's going to shame others. You can't eat in certain restaurants. These people are, I mean, all out communists. I mean, all out. Off the deep end, for crying out loud. Yeah, it was funny. I read a story about, was in the Chinese newspapers past week, about their form of communism and how we don't get it. No, you just have redefined the word. I understand what communism is, and that's it. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll see you next week.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The special train continues carrying George H.W. Bush. People have been gathering by the thousands in small Texas towns to get a glimpse of the train. The train is continuing toward the Bush Library and Museum at Texas A&M University. At a funeral service today in Houston, former Secretary of State James Baker remembers his good friend, former President Bush 41.
The world became a better place because George Bush occupied the White House. He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
President Trump is offering his thoughts and prayers after a U.S. military aircraft collision off the coast of Japan. In a tweet today, President Trump thanked the American forces involved in the rescue. Five Marines remain missing after two military aircraft collided. A sixth Marine is dead and a seventh is said to be in fair condition. You're listening to USA Radio.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
A new study from the CDC says 60 million Americans are still being exposed to secondhand smoke. Folks who are the most likely to be at risk of being exposed include the elderly, people living in poverty, and children ages 3 to 11. An awards show that often previews the Oscars has named its nominees. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Nominations for the 2019 Golden Globe Awards are out. Among those for Best Comedy Film,
Crazy Rich Asians, The Favorite, Green Book,
Mary Poppins Returns.
The nominees announced on Thursday morning from the Beverly Hilton Hotel in L.A., the movie Vice getting 6 nominations, leading all other films. A Star is Born, Green Book, and The Favorite each got 5, but no female directors were honored by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association this year. The awards will be held on January 6th and telecast on NBC, hosted by Sandra Oh and Andy Samberg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Gymnastics.